In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. As you note in your bulletin, our text today is taken from both Jeremiah 31 and 2 Corinthians 3. The Lord said through Jeremiah, I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And through St. Paul, he says, you show that you are a letter from Christ delivered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts. Autograph collecting is one thing that a lot of people involve themselves in. They will stand in lines outside of the K or Arrowhead or elsewhere where famous athletes might be leaving. They'll gather around the Sprint Center or other concert venues. If they find out that somebody is going to be slipping into town quietly, they try to slip quietly up and get a signed copy that they've met this person. I guess that different people have different reasons for doing so. But there's some need for proof, obviously. Because you could claim, if you had met the President of the United States, that yes, you had met the President of the United States. But who would believe you? So a photograph, an autograph, some form of collectible would be evidence to those around you, to anyone who chose to sit and listen to your story. Autographs are sometimes valuable too. The fewer items that someone signed, and the more famous the person, can conspire to drive the cost up to astronomical regions. Confirmation class and other times, we'll sit around and wonder what God's handwriting looked like on the tablets where he inscribed his commandments to Israel. Someone may even wonder whether Jesus was left or right-handed and what it looked like when he wrote his name. Does it really matter? Of course, if someone found something that they could guarantee was signed by Jesus, you can imagine the value of that item. Because who in this world is more famous and whose autograph is any more elusive? Of course, we can say that all of creation is God's autograph. He wrote out evidence that he exists. Signed it. This is my beautiful work. And with each letter, with each day of creation, the signature got bolder, more prominent, illuminated. So finally, on that last day, he ended with a flourish and said, this is very good. And that means that we ourselves, who are God's workmanship, can also say that we were evidence of God signed into this creation, but of course, like the rest of creation, in fact, worse than the rest of creation because it's our fault. The autograph is useless. It's smudged, it's blurry, it's tattered. There are obvious signs of fraud that someone else's hand has been at the pen. Our own. Attempting to write our signature in the place of that of our loving God. Satan, passing himself as God to this world. Our lives are frauds, we are frauds, forgeries, counterfeit replicas of what we should really be. And so we need outside proof. We of this whole world. First of all, that a God exists at all. Second of all, that it really matters. And third of all, what our relationship with him should be. God called his people. He gave them a signed testimony in the blood of the sacrifices. He gave them a signed testimony in the law that Moses carried down Sinai, once written by him and once written by Moses after the Lord called him back up. As Moses himself, as holy as he was, could not contain his wrath at Israel, and so while they were breaking God's commandments, he was breaking God's commandments. As they smashed the law under their feet and cast an idol, he took God's law literally into his own hands and threw it to the ground. And so the Lord gave him the hard work of rewriting it all and toting it back down to his people. And God continues to come from outside in to write to us, to speak to us, to call to us in the written words of his scripture, in the spoken words, in the preaching, in the declaration of his forgiveness. I am your God. You are my people, he tells you. He says, you were sinners, but now you are saints. You were lost, but now you are found. He put his law on us. He wrote it into our hearts. He signed it and delivered it in the blood of Jesus. Likewise, Paul talking about how if you want testimony of God and Christ active in this world, you go to the Christians. The Christians who speak God's word. The Christians who live like Christ. The Christians who love one another. The Christians who contribute to the betterment of the world and especially to Christ's church. And the Christians find themselves then autographed. Their own hearts written upon. Not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts. Paul is giving an oblique reference to what God said through Jeremiah. Put down the pen and let God do the writing. Let him work from outside in to inscribe on you. And there we have these words also in our hymn. All newborn soldiers of the crucified bear on their brows the seal of him who died. You combine the brow that's mentioned there with the heart mentioned in the scriptures, and you have the words that we hear in holy baptism. As the candidate for baptism is there at the font, speaking through his pastors, the Lord says, receive the sign of the Holy Cross both upon your forehead and upon your heart to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the crucified. You bear the external evidence of God's autograph also. The sign that God loves you is the sign of Jesus hanging on the cross. As Paul said elsewhere, determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. If you want clear evidence that God loves you, you turn to Jesus, dying on Calvary and saying, Father, forgive them. If you want evidence that God's will can be kept, you follow the life of our Savior. And if you want evidence that his wrath at your sins is taken away, you come once again to find that he is no longer living in or dying in the tomb, but rather living, ascended, and promising to return. As Paul says, thanks be to God, who in Christ always leads us in triumphal possession, and through us spreads the fragrance of the knowledge of him everywhere. We don't have to seek an autograph. We have been autographed, both upon the forehead and upon the heart. In fact, to the very depth of our being, not only on, but in. As water was poured over us, God's word spoken to us, the Spirit carried that word to the very depths of our being, cleansing us outside in and inside out, making not only his signature visible to us, but then also us as a visible signature of him to this world. Incense, a fragrant aroma, an autograph, a testimony. However you look at it, you see that what God did to us, he then allows us to do for the rest of the world. To bring testimony that God is not a myth, not a fiction, not something from history, but rather living and active in this world. That his care for you and me then is translated into care for others. Is God autographing them saying, special delivery, your daily bread. And you are the carriers and you are the bearers. Yet with Paul, we don't seek to have people come running to us asking us for our autograph. As the Spirit testifies to Jesus and Jesus to His Father, so we also say we are Christ's. If you wish to have the signature of one who truly matters, don't look to me and whatever little act of love I did for you, but look to the one whose great love led Him to die on the cross for you. You being autographed by God then can bring that word to others who need that same. They need to be signed, not just so they can testify to the world, but especially so that they can hear God's testimony and be saved by it. It's no coincidence, no accident, and no Middle Ages superstition that led Luther to do what he did throughout the Catechism. How many times does he ask you, Christians, as you go through your daily life of prayer, to make the sign of the Holy Cross and say? What do you say? Normally, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. You put the physical sign of the cross on yourself as a remembrance of the sign of the cross that was made on you by a physical hand. The sign of the cross that was written upon your heart by God's own Holy Spirit. And all of that a sign of a cross that is now gone, torn down, burnt for firewood, who knows? But a cross upon which our Savior died. And you make the sign of the Holy Cross. You're telling God that you know that you're baptized, and you're asking Him to listen to you as His baptized child. The communion services of the church almost always begin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, so that we remember why we're here and so that we can tell God that the baptized are gathered to receive His gifts. How can we say our Father? Because God looks at us and sees His own autograph written in the blood of Jesus Christ on us. This is mine. And He accepts Christ's claim and accepts us as Christ. The creed has the mark in there at the time of everlasting life. Because without the cross, there is no everlasting life. And the sign of Jesus' death is also the sign that you will not die eternally, but rather will live. Some old customs also had it in the Lord's Prayer at the time of deliver us from evil, which really sums up everything in the Lord's Prayer. Because all of that prayer is finally asking God to deliver us from both spiritual and earthly evils. And no one delivers us except for the one who signed us with His cross. Some dismissed it as superstitious. Some dismissed it as overly Roman Catholic. But that ex-monk just kept plugging along, saying, Christ signed you. Why don't you once in a while let Him take your hand and trace that sign once again? Just like when you were learning to write your ABCs, so you learn to write the ABCs, or rather the J-E-S-U-S. A remembrance of who baptized you, who cleansed you, who claimed you. Autographed in baptism. Affirmed every time you return to the font and ask Him to forgive your sins. You now are God's autograph book. There's only one signature in there. If there's anything else that's signed in that book, it's not by Him, but by you. Or by Satan. Or some other false representative. The Corinthians were a letter testifying to Christ. St. Paul and those who were working with him, a letter testifying to Christ. The saints of the Old Testament, including Jeremiah, also bore that signature. God had written faith in the coming Messiah in their hearts, and they also testified to Jesus. And because they bore that signature, they, like we, are saved. God grant that we concern ourselves with nothing else but what we are called to do and called to be. wearers of the cross, bearers of the cross, showing the world that God is here, God does love, God does care, not in general, but specifically for you and for those around you, for those who love you and those who hate you. We are that love letter from God to mankind, just as Jesus was, because we bear Jesus' own signature on us. And the prayer of Christ's church continues to be until the end comes, that people read His love for others plainly and clearly through each and every one of us. God grant us the courage, the patience, and whatever else it takes to hold open that book and let everyone see that beautiful autograph written in the dying blood of Jesus, but testimony to a Jesus who lives forevermore. In His name, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.